Tammy Edmund for First Option Bank, the most progressive member-owned bank in Australia. Special SEN loan offer now available. Fieldy.
Half the competition's meeting with Collingwood as we speak, Gary, at the moment. It's just about every key forward in the country has toured the Holden Centre, but we're sifting through them one by one. I'm like Postman Pat with my envelopes.
And
we might have landed on a couple. We need to flesh out. I just need a bit more time, so we'll wait and see how we get to that.
Before you go anywhere, can somebody head down to Arden Street and see if it's still there? Not a word out of North Melbourne. That's coming off the Speckled Texas one.
Well,
what are they doing, the Kangaroos?
Well, they're into Papley. They missed out. They didn't want to overpay for him. They were given the opportunity, and they chose not to do that. Dougal Howe, they're in the mix four. Of course, he's now chosen St Kilda. So they were busy last year. This year, less so. They're keen to go to the draft as well under their new man there, Reece Shaw. I need more time. Eddie Betts probably doesn't need more time. That deal will probably go through today. Pick 48. Just got to hear from his manager shortly as well on that. I think it'll be a very sentimental reunion when that actually comes to pass. Eddie on a one-year deal that the Crows...
Well, it's not all about the footy, though.
No, not all about the footy.
That's
no, they're saying...
sausage.
Of course. No, they're saying he'd be very strong culturally off the field and a mentor to the Sam Petrovsky Setons of the world.
And Adelaide are going to pay $100,000 of his coin.
They are indeed.
Does he bring the Eddie Betts pocket with him? Is that part of the deal, or is that staying Adelaide?
That stays. That's a Betts stack pocket now.
Betts stack pocket. Yeah, well, I mean, Carlton, it would have to be Eddie Betts pocket. He'd have to make use of it at Marvel Stadium on the MCG on a more regular basis. Gaz, I know you've been, I won't say bored, but you're not stimulated by the trade period. So
No, I love the trade period.
The action so far.
We are to blame, not to blame, but we're responsible as anyone. We spend a lot of energy talking about things that might happen.
Okay. Well, let's talk about things that might happen even further ahead. I want to throw ahead to 2020 and what they call in the States the pre-agents. So the free agents that are coming up next year.
Pre-agents.
Because the free agency pool this year, Stephen Cornelio aside, was really skinny.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at next year and it's absolutely chock-a-block. And it's chock-a-block at one club in particular, and that is the increasingly vulnerable and ongoingly vulnerable GWS Giants. And when you've got Lachie Whitfield, Jeremy Cameron, to a lesser extent Zach Williams, who played some unbelievably good footy in the back end of the year, all available next year, it makes for a tantalising prospect for rival clubs. And make no mistake, the interest is off the charts for these guys.
I'll be back in the Giants in.
Absolutely, and that's where I'm going. I've actually been told that these guys, Whitfield, Cameron, Green, Josh Kelly and Stephen Cornelio, have made a pact to stay together up there, and they've spoken about the fact that they are all happy to take less money to stay at GWS than they get elsewhere in the interests of staying together. So that core group there, Whitfield, Cameron, Green, Kelly, Cornelio, all decided they're going to stay together. Whitfield is a certainty to stay. There's no issue there. Talks have been ongoing for some time. Cameron parked his negotiations, but that's about to pick up in the coming months. The scrutiny won't bother them. Cornelio's been through it. Josh Kelly's been through it twice. The interest will be enormous, as I say, in the pair. But GWS list manager Jason McCartney was on Trade Radio yesterday, and he spoke about Lachie Whitfield.
We've had some really good dialogue with both Lachie and his manager, Tom Petrullo, throughout the back half of the season when we're obviously negotiating around Stephen Cornelio. So that's positive. We will push on further now that the season's over with Tom around those discussions. So look, until people sign, obviously, you never know, but we get no indication from Lachie or management that he wouldn't be signing on to continue what's been a wonderful career at the Giants thus far.
You'd be staggered if he left. Alex McDonald, the manager of Jeremy Cameron. As I say, he wanted to park those talks during the year. They're going to ramp up now in the next couple of months. Let's have a listen to Alex McDonald on Jeremy Cameron.
Jeremy's traditionally always taken a long time to do his contracts.
Okay.
Don't read anything into it. He's just a relaxed guy. It's fishing and footy for him. Loves it up at the Giants. Partner's really settled. Having said all that, he's big on family, and this is not to try and balance the discussion, but and so is his partner. She's from Victoria as well. So I sort of suspect this will just be an ongoing conversation that we'll have. I met with Jace as early as this week. Ongoing discussions with the club, they've been fantastic, and he's really happy.
Was he balancing the discussion there, Wisp? Sounded like he was.
You've always got to provide balance.
Indeed, which is what we're going to do now. A bit of cricket news. Australia, they've broken the world record for most consecutive women's one-day international victories. Gary, 9-wicket win over Sri Lanka, Brisbane's Alan Border Field. That's now 18 in a row for the Aussie women, overhauling Sri Lanka's 8-195 in the 27th over, if you don't mind, for loss of 1 wicket. Steve Smith, he'll line up today for New South Wales against Queensland at the Gabba in the Sheffield Shield. That's his first-class game on home soil since the ball tampering scandal. Johnny Millman's out of the Shanghai Open. He was smashed by Russian Andrei Rublev. Jeff Fennick
Kennett.
I get him confused all the time. Nothing to worry about with Jeff Kennett, but Jeff Fenwick has undergone life-saving heart surgery in Bangkok. So 55, on the road to recovery now with his wife and kids by his bedside over there in Thailand. And the Bathurst 1000, rules to life today, qualifying on from 4 o'clock. As
very nicely done, Fieldy. A little text message. I know the trade talk's a big thing at the moment, but I'm looking forward to seeing the Hawthorne midfield, Warple, Mitchell and O'Meara, and then Impey perhaps with Wingard just around the corner.
Looks that juicy, doesn't it?
Reads pretty well, doesn't it? Hey, it's Melbourne City Membership Day. Today, get 50% off. Today only, City Active Memberships, 25% off all other memberships. MelbourneCityFC.com.au.
And Carlton have put out all points bulletin on somebody. They want a seamstress there because apparently they already had the Eddie Pocket. Mm. They stitched it up. They just want somebody just to take the stitching out.
You need a
out.
Little unplucker.
They need a, that's exactly what
not
they
a,
need.
Not a seamstress, it's a little unplucker. Mitch Creek's joining us next. The Phoenix played their first home game this weekend against the Bullets. He's going to join us next.
Earlier we were talking about who may be the next coach of the Adelaide Crows. We sent our man on a bit of a mission, said, okay, can you get to the bottom of this, find out what's going on? This bloke's name's been mentioned. This bloke's name been mentioned. Who actually is in the frame now to coach the Adelaide Crows? And we believe we've got an update.
He's going to come back and tell us after the break. Or is he going to tell us? He's going, no, he's just charging in right now. He can also explain the coffee that he's given me because it is no good. But anyway, Sam Edmund, I'm talking about the field marshal who's just run back in. In fact, he's put the golden feather on his golden feather on his own head to deliver this.
He reckons he's got he reckons he's got the Scotty Palmer sewn up now. Again, back to back winners. What have you got for us?
No, scale it back. Only doing what I'm told. Sent in to you by a friend Zeta. Listen, this is what we know about the Adelaide, which isn't a lot, but this is what we know as concrete. The Crows ran all the contenders through a final interview yesterday. Right. So got them all back in, interviewed them all again. Now, we can say that Matty Nix, the senior GWS assistant up there, is in this right up to his absolute eyeballs. In fact, most people you speak to in the industry say Nix gets it. But they love Adam Kingsley as well. But on Nix, he said no to, or he withdrew himself from the race for the coaching job, whether he would have got him or not, at St Kilda, at Fremantle, and at North Melbourne, because he just wanted to be seen to be dotting the I's, crossing the T's in terms of his own preparation and just seeing the season through there at GWS. But he feels he's ready. He feels this is the job for him at Adelaide. Adam Kingsley, they like too, as I say, over there in Adelaide.
Did he interview again yesterday? Because we had a message earlier today saying that he withdrew from them.
They all interviewed again yesterday, those that are in the mix. Now, this is where, I tell you what, the strike rate for guessing or predicting senior coaches is 5%, I reckon, at best. Adam Uzay never withdrew himself from the process.
No, but recommitted to Hawthorn on the basis that he doesn't get the job.
No. They recommitted. That's what all clubs do. He's re-signed, as a matter of course, to continue on as an assistant, but he has blessing to pursue his own coaching career. So he was never out of the running.
No, correct. Okay, good.
So they were all interviewed again yesterday. Expect an answer in the next couple of days. We heard that last week as well, but I reckon you'd say it's Nix's job to lose at the moment.
Good on you, Fieldy. Thank you for that.